115 political parties and 220 independent candidates are contesting a poll some analysts forecast will be the most competitive since South Africa's historic first multiracial election in 1994. That election ended apartheid and saw Nelson Mandela's African National Congress, the ANC, surge to power. Now, however, surveys show growing numbers of South Africans blame the ANC for corruption, violent crime, high unemployment and poverty, and long water and electricity outages. Most surveys indicate the ANC will get about 45% of the vote, which would mean losing the absolute power it's held for 3 decades. It still could hold on to the government by forming a coalition with smaller parties. The opinion polls show the next biggest party, the Democratic Alliance, registering around 22% of the vote, and the Economic Freedom Fighters taking 11%. One of the many tiny parties promising to improve South Africa is the Allied Movement for Change. Durban businessman Manzoor Sheikh Imam leads the Allied Movement.
We created the problem 30 years ago when we took a liberation movement who had no skills and experience in governance and put them in the deep end and expect them to run a country as large as South Africa. Given the inequalities of the past, we actually received a bankrupt state.
Another small party hoping for a seat in parliament is Sizwe Uma Nation, the Sun Party. It's led by businessman Rashid Gutta.
This country is well endowed with mineral resources and raw materials. We have the skills in this country, but they're aging because the factories have closed. So the people that are left now, the skilled people, are between the age of 60 to 70 years old. So we need to come with an aggressive plan to do on-the-job training and transfer the skills to the younger people. We have to start incentivizing people to start opening factories. We must put on taxes for these type of raw materials to discourage people from exporting the raw and incentivize them to export the finished product.
Surveys show that of the smaller parties, former ANC leader and president Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto weSizwe, or MK, poses the greatest danger to the ruling party. The polls indicate MK could take 10% of the national vote, with most of its support coming from people who traditionally back the ANC. In Johannesburg, Leopold Mazibuko is one of many prospective voters who agree with policies put forward by smaller parties. But Mazibuko says come election day, he'll probably vote for one of the famous parties. He says he's going to be confused by all the names and faces on the ballot paper. They're all promising all kinds of things, and it's easy to forget who said what. Mazibuko says he knows broadly what 3 of the big parties stand for, so he'll end up voting for one of them. It's easier. Politics professor at the University of South Africa, Dirk Kotzer, says with a vast plethora of parties up for election, he doesn't blame voters from being overwhelmed. But he adds, the fact that so many organizations and individuals raised the funds to register for the election shows that democratic politics in the country is a vast landscape, even if victory likely will go to the bigger players. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.